So doing the Gemara in Bav Metzia, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the Mishnah actually. Okay. So again, Bav Metzia Yud Amud Aleph. So Mishnah says, if you see a Metzia and you fall on it to try to claim it, and then someone else comes and grabs it from under you before you actually pick it up, so the guy who pulled it up from under you is gone. Okay. So lena falling over it doesn't give you a kinyan in it or rights over it. There's no way you have to actually pick it up or whatever. Okay. So the Gemara says like this: Amar Shlakish Rishon Ava Kohen Bardala. Arba Amos Shel Adam Konos Lo Bechal Makom. So a person's four Amos, okay, so let's say 6 feet or so, are Kona for him in every place. Okay. Okay, wherever it is. Okay, they're always Kona for a person. Okay. My time, Tekinu Rabbanon, Delo Lacy Lin Suye. So the Rabbanon, it's a Tekinu Rabbanon who set it up that your four Amos are Kona for you in order that people don't fight. Okay, that people don't come to fight. Because if you're going to have a halacha that you have to pick it up, so you can basically try to pick something up and there's going to be a pushing match to grab it. But here, whoever gets within the four Amos first is going to get it. Alright, they'll fight who got it in four Amos first, but I guess that's less physical than, I don't know, funny, I guess like, if it's in your four Amos, then it's not a matter of fighting, then it's a matter of just determining who is there first, but here they'll actually start grabbing it away. Here, grabbing it isn't going to accomplish anything, because if that other guy was there first, so you grab it all you want, but as long as you could prove in a court that he was in the Amos first, then it's not going to do anything. But if it's grabbing it, then I guess the guy's gonna try to give you like a check to make sure you're not able to grab it or whatever. Shove you out of the way. Though. What?
They don't overlap.
What else? Ramos? Yeah, but I guess whoever gets in there first. Like if you see a Metzia on the floor and you're running towards it, whoever gets
if
it.
If someone chucks a Metzia into your Dalet Amos and you're sharing that Dalet Amos with someone else?
I don't know. I'm not sure. We try to look those up later. I don't know. Let's keep it simple, right? So it says Rashi. Okay. This is interesting Rashi here.
Yeah.
It says Konoslo im yish sivivosav davar hafker. Okay. If there is in your surrounding something which is hafker, in acher rashoy letofso. Another person is not allowed to grab it.
It doesn't mean you were Kona, it means he's not allowed to take it.
Right, so that's what's funny. Rashi doesn't have to explain to us what Kona means, right? But that's not what Kenyan means. I mean, is that...
But he's saying that's not Kona.
Sounds like
Kona.
He's not really Kona.
Yeah.
Right, it sounds like he's not really Kona. It's just saying that if you have something hefker in your surroundings, someone else can't grab it.
Right, you have dibs. Right,
why not? Why can't someone else grab it? I mean, if you're Kona, then you're Kona. And if you're not Kona... Then you're not Kona.
Didn't he just explain what the Takana was on the Chazal's part? They set up a Takana that you're not allowed to. If you did, maybe it would work, but the point is they're saying...
But what's it not allowed to? Like, it's like an Isser? Yeah. First of all, that's not what the Gemara says. Gemara says Avraham's Konos. How does Rashi know this? I mean, what's Rashi even... And what kind of the kid... How is that Isser? What kind of Isser is that? The kid just have like a free-floating Isser, you're not allowed?
Yeah, take it all on, so people won't bite. The man it isn't. What's the problem?
It's not nice. It's not beautiful. I mean, let's have an address. I mean, just say you're not allowed to do this. Why? We don't like it. And is it a din inside? Is that a halacha? Is that a halacha? It's called the one came the rice sticking. You can just say we don't like.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be nice. And it's not a halacha. I mean, halacha has to be, we have to have some sort of an address.
Are you saying you don't like it, or are you saying that it's can't be?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Perhaps it can't be. I mean, the burden of proof is on you to show how it can be. And just, I don't know if you can say Tikkun Olam. I don't know. Maybe you can figure out Tikkun Olam. It might also have to be explained. But I don't know.
And that's what the words in Rashi mean, though.
What?
You're not permitted to take it. That's what it means.
I understand that. But I mean, you're not permitted to eat pig either. But it doesn't mean you have to explain it. It's Mechal Zuros. Or the Rabbanan is you're not allowed to ride a horse on Shabbos. But you don't just say, look, the Rabbanan says you're not allowed to ride a horse. What's the question? They said you're not allowed to. No, you explain it. It's part of the Shabbos. So what's the question? Anytime you do the wrong thing, you don't have to explain. You say that's what they said.
I don't mean in terms of things. I don't mean in terms of the Rabbana. I mean in terms of what Pshat and Rashi is.
Yeah, well, you have to explain it, though. I know you're saying you can't take it, and you're not allowed to take it, but I'm saying what kind of answer is that? So you're just saying is they just said so. What I'm saying is that's not a good answer.
No, I'm just pointing out that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Rashi's not... It sounds like Rashi's saying it's not really Kona. Because if it was really Kona, then you don't say the Einach Rosh Hashanah Tosa.
Well, you can't read that. That's what I'm saying. You can't read that. Right.
Just say that you're Kona. I mean, he doesn't have to tell you that if you're Kona something, then someone else can't grab it. Of course, if you're Kona, you're Kona. It's yours. Of course, someone else can't grab it. It's Geneva. It must be the direction from Rashi is that you're not Kona. But still, someone can't grab it. So, two questions. First of all, the Gemara says Konos. Why is Rashi changing? And second of all, if you're not Kona, so then why can't someone grab it? What kind of Isser is that? What kind of Isser is that? So you don't come to fight? Okay, fine, what's the Isser? I think it's hard to say. Just made up a new Isser out of nowhere. Doesn't have any halachic source, any halachic time. It's just because there's a good reason why they didn't want to make fighting, so they said you can't do it. I mean, I don't know, this has to have, like, you can't just make up anything. You can't just say, you know, you're not allowed to look at someone funny because it's going to make a fight. I mean, you can't stick out your tongue at somebody. You can't just say, that's a tzura. You can't say, you're not allowed to, someone's within 4 amos of something, you're not allowed to pick it up. I mean, it's a funny kind of an isser. What's an isser? Am I violating Hatzarech Malacha or something? Like, what's this is Dina Omnis. It's not, I mean, it's not his, it's not Geneva, so what is it then? I don't know, I think it's difficult just to say that he made an Esmer. And that's what he explained. And again, that's Rashi, sounds like he's changing the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say that.
Right, that's a big problem.
I mean, Rashi doesn't have to say anything. I mean, Rashi could just say, I was Kona, so we understand what that means. It means, in, or Rashi, if you want, Rashi just said, Miesh Vesuvosav, Miesh Vesuvosav, Dabar Hefker, Kona!
Yeah.
Right, should just say that. We know what Kona means. Kona means, of course. Mm-hmm. Kona doesn't mean someone else can't take it. Kona means Kona, it's yours. And of course, someone else can't take it. But that's not what Kona means. I mean, Rosh Hashanah is just telling you practically that, I mean, that's what you see teaching the third graders. You say, what does it mean? It means no one else can take it. You know, it's like, well, very, but Rosh Hashanah doesn't tell you that. We understand what violence means. It's how are you, shalom? Or something like that. It sounds like he's saying it's not Kona. But if it's not Kona, then why can't someone take it? Ariel's pointing out, it's true. It seems to be an afrin of what Rashi's saying. Is let's say I walk past something within the Alaramos, and then I walk away. So if you would learn Simul Shad the Gemara that you're Kona, so then that's it, you're Kona already. But if you learn like Rashi's learning, if it says if there's something within your Alaramos, someone else can't pick it up. Fine, but if you walk away, then someone else can't pick it up. Right?
Yeah.
Which doesn't really help. I mean, it's still. And so what kind of thing is that? Okay, so maybe like this. Maybe it means that, I think this is David, I think maybe where you're headed. But just to make it more halachic is that the Rabbanon said that there's a halachic status of Haskalas HaKinyan. The beginning of the Kinyan. Okay? So Kinyan, Deoraisa, is the Maisa Kinyan. It's Maisa Kinyan. And when you do the Maisa Kinyan, it becomes yours. And prior to Maisa Kinyan, there's nothing. But the Rabbana recognizes a process of Kinyan. The beginning and an end. And they said is that once you, when you approach the item, and it gets into your Dalai Lamos, that's defined as the Haskalah of Kinyan, the beginning of the Kinyan. They give it a status of the beginning of the Kinyan. As a Haskalah. Doesn't just be, in order to prevent fighting. The reason why is in order to prevent fighting. Now, what's the nafkamina of Haskalas Kenyan? What does that mean, Haskalas Kenyan? I mean, Kenyan is that which transfers ownership. So how does that? So how does it lend itself to Haskalah? I mean, is it Kona or is it not Kona? Right. So it could be is that in Kenyan there's two steps. There's the step of removing everyone else from the thing, and then there's the step of you becoming the Baal. Right? In every Kenyan there's those two things which happen, but they're one and the same. I mean, in general, they're one and the same. Removing everyone else. Right? I mean, in general, they are simultaneous. They're one and the same thing. It becomes yours and nobody else's. That's the idea of Kinyan. Right? Like, so, in general, they're simultaneous. But the Rabbana said that there's a Haskalas Kinyan, and the Haskalas Kinyan's Nafkamin, the result of the beginning of the Kinyan, is that it's an Oser of everyone else. It starts the Kinyan. It means step one of the Kinyan is in effect, which namely, it prevents everyone else from taking it. But it's still not yours. Still not yours, but since you're involved in it, it's like you're involved in it, and now it's that component of Kinyan. The Rabbanan, this says the component of Kinyan of preventing anyone else is in place, and now it's awaiting for you to realize the ownership for you to, you know, for you to take it. And it makes sense. In terms of it being yours, that's what Rashi holds, is how could it be yours? It's just that you don't obviously do anything to it yet. How could that be, how could it be yours? How could it become yours? You didn't do a Kenyan. So I mean, you didn't even near it. So but in terms of removing everyone else, they said that since you're involved in the process of a Kenyan, so the saying is that the process of Kenyan itself prevents other people. Even though it's not yours, since you're involved in being Kona, that's an osir of other people. It makes sense that you were, just like if you own it first, no one else can be Kona. If you're involved in being Kona at first, so no one else could be involved in being Kona because you have dibs, you were there first, you were involved in Kenyan first. So since you're involved in Kenyan first, that prevents anyone else from doing it. And no one else is allowed to. But that's once they define that as, let's call it Kenyan. I mean, if the Rabbanan never came along, you wouldn't say there's such a thing as a beginning of a Kenyan. Kenyan begins and ends with a Maaseh Kenyan. No process, and then there's nothing to ask or anyone else.
So you're saying it wouldn't even work?
I'm not sure. It's a good question. If someone else did it, I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know. It
doesn't sound that way.
I'm not sure.
The idea you're saying sounds that way, but the plain most Rashi's doesn't.
That's what I'm not sure about. I'm not sure about both of those. I'm not sure if my idea necessarily means that. I'm not sure about the Moshe's and that's what Ariel's point is true, is that. That if you just walk through and never realize it, so then you're involved in Haskala, but you aborted the process in the middle. So now that's it. So it's not yours, because it's not. The Osir is because you're in the middle of being Kona. Now, it's true you're in the middle, but as if you abort before you actually realize it, so then that's it. Once you walk away, now you're not in the middle anymore. So you were in the middle, but you backed off. So now someone else can be Kona. Like the Isser is, the reason why someone else can't do it is because you're in the process of Kenyan. So since you're in the process, so they can't do it. But the process means you're approaching the object and you're going to pick it up. But once you walk away, that's a Gila Vilsa that reveals that you're not in the middle. That's it. You backed out. So now they can come and pick it up. Because it never became yours. It's just that insofar as you're involved in the Kenyan, so that prevents other people from getting involved. That's a good point. I've been asking, what about, do you have to have in mind? So, or does it just work automatically? So, I think the question is based on, as Ariel mentioned before also, is that the simplest reading in Rashi sounds like if it's in your surroundings. It sounds like you don't even need das. Right? It's just, if it's there. But I think that's not, I think what we're saying, it's not a good diak, because I think what Ariel's other diak is the way is. The reason why he says that is because he means if it's in your surroundings as opposed to if you walk away. Because once you walk away, the whole thing is all bets are off. So that's why Rashi says if it's in your surroundings. But you need das, but the reason why he says if it's in your surroundings, because he wants you to know, wants it to be clear that it's only while you're still there. But it doesn't just mean if it's in your surroundings that you're das. It means, of course, if you that's your intent. You're involved in Kenyan. So you're involved in the process of acquiring it. So then that's it. But the second you walk away, you're not involved anymore. You know what I mean? The reason why Chazal did this is so people wouldn't fight, because Minat Torah really is not saying it's close Kenyan, Kenyan's Kenyan. But practically what's going to happen is people are going to end up smashing into each other and really becoming violent. So what they did is they set up an idea about Haskalah's Kenyan. Like you said, I mean, there's the analogy is parking spots, and then a parking spot, a guy who drives out to this parking spot, so the second he put out on his reverse lights or whatever, he's in the other parking spot, that's it. He claimed that he didn't actually start, that's like, conventionally, that's the beginning of parking. Now, because why? Why don't you just say whoever gets in the spot first? Because you don't have any accidents. People are going to smash into each other. And so it makes sense. So the Rabbanan, same thing here. The Rabbanan saw a practical problem here. And in order to solve it, they set up a halachic reality of Haskalah Kenyan. They said Haskalah Kenyan isn't just... See, like in New York, though, it's just convention. Is that you're a jerk if you take it. But... he doesn't have any legal, there's no prohibition or anything, because it's not his, it's not like you stole it, you know. But, I mean, altogether, it's just park stuff. But I'm saying here, and that might have been the case in Minat Torah. See, David, that's what I'm saying is different. As even in Minat Torah, it would be wrong, it wouldn't be right to do that. I don't know, you can start giving arguments, that's not fair, it's not right. Maybe in the Mishnah's case, that's not halacha, that's just an idea of midos, it's a bad midos, a bad character trait. Right. But here, it's saying is it's actually Asur because he's involved in the process of Kenyan. And so far as he's involved in the process, and that's a reality, so you can't be involved in the process. Now, it could be, I'm not sure, if you did it, then it would work because the bottom line is it's not his. So it's true he's involved in the process, and that prevents you from doing it, because he has dibs on the process, but insofar as if you realize the process before he realizes the process, it could be the same kona. I mean, I don't know if it's saying it actually has the effect of kinyan to make it yours. It could be what makes them not able to be konet is the fact that it's yours. But what makes them not allowed to be konet is because you're involved in it. So the thing is that the haschalas kinyan, insofar as you're doing haschalas kinyan, it asers, it prevents them from doing haschalas kinyan. But again, if they can't do it there, I'll tell you again, if they did haschalas kinyan, it wouldn't be a reality. It wouldn't be recognized because you're first. But if they do the Gemara of the Kenyan, the completion of the Kenyan, so then it's very easy with Haskalah, but they had the Gemara, they actually picked it up and they were going there. So it could be that's why it would work. I'm saying he's not saying Isser, because it's not really an Isser at the phenomenon. See, if I'd say I would have been bothered, that's what I was asking on you, is that if it were an Isser in terms of like, it's a bad Mita, you're a jerk, and they're formulating an idea of being a bad guy, then she'd say, Isser, it's really an Isser. But this is not really Isser at the, this is really Mamas. It's, you're not allowed, but it's not allowed because of Kenyan. It's because you're a bad guy and you're a Rasha. It's because he's involved in the he has dibs. You know, so it's not an Isra like Isra Heter, like you know.
Mm-hmm. What about?
No, it's just breaking the rules of monetary rules. It's part of break monetary practice. That's not the monetary rules. He's involved in us all, and that prevents you. You're not allowed to. But it could be specifically doesn't want to use the word Isra.
Yeah, no, I hear
that. The question is, if the Gemara doesn't sound this way, is that, see, I mean, partially answer the question, is that if you say, like what you were trying to say, that it really just means it's an Isser, not actually saying it's like an Isser out there,
well,
it's not allowed, then it shouldn't say Konos, it's nothing to do with Konos. The Konos means, the term Konos means in terms of Kenyan, and I'm saying it is, because it's as false as Kenyan. Because Konos could mean the process of Kenyan, or it could mean the realization of the Kenyan. So he doesn't mean that it actually completes the Kenyan and becomes yours, but it is halachically Kenyan. You're involved in Kenyan.
Yeah.
The Arba Amos is the beginning of Kenyan, and it is Konos though. It means this is your Kenyan. You're going into your Amos is part of your Kenyan. It's part of the process of Kenyan. It doesn't have the effect of Kenyan, but it's the process of Kenyan. And they are, that begins your Kenyan. It is Konos. It's just now they render Kenyan into a process, and this is the Kenyan. So, simplest reading of the Mishnah would be that actually is Kenyan, it actually completes the Kenyan. But that's not a problem, and he's saying don't read it simply, you have to know how to read it. I guess he holds, I mean, it's a good question, why he holds this, and it's a good question if other Rishonim agree with this. I mean, I didn't see this in the Rambam, I looked around in the Rambam. I mean, he didn't say this, you know, this is like a Chiddush, I would think. I mean, he just says there's an idea, I mean, else we'll see. Because there is a phenomenon, and maybe we have to look into this a little bit, there's a phenomenon of Kenyan Chatzer, which means that your courtyard, your property could be kona for you. Okay, so if something goes into your property and you have a mind, your property could be kona for you. Okay, it's like some kind of extension of you or something like that, right? It's like your Kenyan through your field.
This would be a travel chatzer.
Yes, you could say that the Rabbanim did is they gave the Arba Amos then chatzer.
Right.
It's like you could have your field because you own it, or then you could have your makom because it's your space. Right? There's your space and then there's the place that you own. You don't own this, but it's like it's an extension of you. It's like your chatzer. It could be the Rabbanim. You could have said the Rabbanim gave this then chatzer. They gave it the status of your courtyard, and therefore it's kona. And then it's really kona. It would be regular Kenyan. But it seems like Rashi does not want to say that. Apparently Rashi holds that doesn't make sense. Kenyan chatzer is one thing, but this is not your chatzer. This is a regular place. It's nothing to do with you. So how could it be kona? He apparently holds it can't be kona. And the only thing is it's really just it's haschalas kinyan. I mean, but I would venture to say, I'm not sure, but I mean, from what I had seen in the Rambam, I mean, maybe we could look at it again, but what I'd seen in the Rambam, I would say that the Rambam holds it's the Kenyan Chatzer. I think I remember he puts it together, the Kenyan Chatzer. Maybe we could look at it, but that would have been the simplest way to learn, I would think. I mean,
right.
It's simpler. I mean, it's a Chiddush because you're positing a real Kenyan, a new Kenyan.
Rashi's compelling you to learn
Rashi's,
this way?
Yeah, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi's not saying it's Chatzer, he's saying it's Roshoi.
Wait, it's not Rashi?
Yeah, I'm saying both are a chiddush. I mean, Rashi is a chiddush because it's a new kind of thing. But I mean, it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush in the lashon. Rashi is a chiddush. But I would say that it's a chiddush to say that it's actually a kenyan because you're saying then the rabbanon are creating a new kenyan and they're taking something that's not your chatzar. They're just making the street into your chatzar. I mean, it's a more powerful move. You know what I mean? And although it's simpler because it's just a normal structure, a kenyan. They're just making up a new kenyan. But I mean, just making up a new kenyan is not so easy. I mean,
you know, Torah says this isn't kana, you make a new kinyan. If you want to say it's a process, it's kind of less. It's less, but it's harder. I mean, yeah, you gotta, you know, there are the pros and cons.
Right.
I'm saying Rashi says konoso, he's explaining what it means konoso.
So
what does it mean kona? It doesn't mean actually a kamar kinyan. It means it's kid the process of kinyan in that it asers other people from it. Because like again, you could say, what does that mean? It's ashal's kinyan. It doesn't have what's the nafmin, it doesn't have any nafmin, it's just it's ashal's kinyan. So what does it mean? It means namely that no one else is allowed to take it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means. These being farish, what does it mean in Konos? Read the Rambam. Okay.
So the Rambam is in, there's two Rambams, though. I'm starting with the first one. Gzeila Vaveda, Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Ches. Chatzero shel Adam konelo shelo midaita. A person's courtyard is kone for him, or his property is kone for him, even if he doesn't know about it, even if he does not willingly. If naflo ba mitzia, and if the mitzia falls in, harihi shabala chatzer, belongs to the owner of the court field. That's if it's a guarded field. But if it's not guarded, he's standing next to his field. And he says, it should be kona for me, then it works. But if he doesn't say anything, it's just like an open field without any guarding or anything. It just happens to be there, and he doesn't say anything, then someone else can grab it. Fine. The chain, okay, this is actually a new halacha, but the chain, and also, Arba amos shel adam, shehu omed b'tzidon. Okay, the four amos of a person that he's standing on the, next to them. You know, so I'm not clear what that means exactly, but the four amos that are next to him. I mean, you can't not be next to your four amos, then there wouldn't be your four amos.
Maybe he means like on all side of him.
Maybe that's what he means. The four amos all around you. Let's leave it like that for now. Hare elu konen lo, they're konen for him. V'migbia. And if the Metzia reaches within his four Amos, Zachaba. And then he's Zacha. Chacham Tignu Davarzak, Kadesh Shalom Yetzir Amos, and Zem Zem, so that people won't fight. Bamed Ramamurim, we're going to see this. Bamed Ramamurim, Simta, we see there's just Ram, Shane Ram, Dofkin Ban, or Basada Shane Laban. That's if it's in like a side street, okay, where it's not so public. Avalom Rishas Arabim. So if you're in a public place or if you're in someone else's courtyard, it doesn't work. If you're in a shul rabim or if you're in someone else's courtyard, it doesn't work. That's where we're going to get to this. This is what we're going to be about. That where it works, where it doesn't work. Okay, so let's hold off on that. Okay, so here he's just saying, I mean, his mom is totally putting it together with chatzer.
I have the same halacha.
You do?
I have.
But you have a space in between.
Space, yeah.
That means it's a new halacha.
Okay.
That's that one. That's what it means.
Okay.
Yeah, because he doesn't. Yeah, that's what he means.
He gives you both versions.
So what it's definitely saying is, I mean, it's not clear. He doesn't say you have to have anything in mind. He kind of just says if it reaches within your dalal amos, it works. It's not clear at this point. You wouldn't know whether you have to even think anything. Okay. Oh, omei b'tzidan. I think I know what it means. Omei b'tzidan. I forgot. I went through this once. But omei b'tzidan doesn't mean that as far as you're standing by them. I think he means that you have to be standing. It means you can't just be walking. It's not like a walking four amos. It means if you stand by and you're so to speak set up your four amos, so then it's like becomes like your field. It kind of has a status like of your chatzah, it works. But it doesn't mean that as you're walking along, anything which is you're walking, you don't have four amos. If you're walking, you don't have four amos. Four amos means when a person is koveya himself, he sets himself down, stands, stays where he is in his place, then there, he has a vicinity. But you don't have like a vicinity that walks along with you. Then you're basically in transit. But it doesn't work in transit. It means you have to really be set up a makom. So in order to set up a makom, you have to have kvias. When you're kavua, when you're spix, then you're kavua makom. Yes, so Ram is also in Schematana, Dalet Tess. It's basically the same thing. After he tells you about... There it's funny. There it's talking about like matanas. Like getting a matana. But he says... It's funny, the Ravid says, he says, it doesn't work by a gift, it only works by a lost item. You know, because the Ravid's point, I guess, is that the whole thing here is that it doesn't work the Araisa, it only works because so people don't fight. But that's only by a Metzia, where it's an object which is ownerless. But if someone's giving you a gift, so why should it work to put it in your Dalet Amos? It's a... No one's going to fight about that. He's giving it to you. You know what I mean?
But I mean, it could be the Rambam just holds is that, well, if you tell me that they made it into a method of Kenyan, so then a Kenyan is a Kenyan. You know what I mean? They're telling me as a din of a chatzar, so then as a din of a chatzar. You know what I mean? Like,
but why does it be always?
I don't know. But, it could be like the methods of Kenyan are fixed. It doesn't go per item, whether it happens to be lost, or happens to be a matana, happens to be. I mean, a Kenyan is how you're calling it an object.
You think that's a right that's not the Rambam's learning?
No, the Rambam was saying it would be learning. The Rambam says it's even by matana. So I'm saying the Rambam's learning.
The Rambam is even by matana.
Yeah, it is even by matana. The Ravid's saying that. So maybe the Ravid would learn something more like Rashi. Maybe Rashi's way lends itself more to saying is the Ravid saying it's not Chalas Kinyan. So it could be by Metzia they're setting up a separate like a beginning. It doesn't just because there's a Chalas here doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be there. I don't know. I may have to think about it. I have to look at it. I mean, you can argue both ways about. Just I remember also I looked into this. I tried to work on this. I didn't get anywhere. But I think we were trying to do a lot of research. We were trying to figure out is it only by the Rambam holds only by Matana. And by Metzia, or is it like by a sale, let's say? By Mechira. So it's a work on it. I remember looking around and trying to find it, we couldn't find it. So I don't know. Let's leave this alone. That's what the Rambam's a little tricky. But either way, I mean, the Rambam's definitely putting it together with Chatzar. I mean, the clear implication of the Rambam is and again, it's possible it's not true, but I mean, the way he's writing it certainly sounds that he's saying.
Right,
it could be enough. I mean, it would be according to the Rambam, it's actually Kona, so the other guy couldn't, it wouldn't work. According to Rashi, it could be it would work. Also, it could be like you wouldn't hold like what the Rambam says, is a wall you're standing there. It could be even if you walk away, that's it, you're Kona, it's Kona, according to the Rambam. But according to Rashi, it's only while you're standing there. Mm-hmm. But again, Rambam says that's to be that you're only with Sidon, so it means you have to really be fixed, you have to be Kavua.
So, how can that be if you're not there?
No, well, once you're there, you have to be fixed, and then it goes into the Rambam, and then you're Kona. Then when you walk away, it's still in the city already Kona. You have to be fixed at one point. But when it gets in there, now it goes in there, now that's it, now it's Kona. Now you can't, it doesn't become not yours, because it's a real Kenyan. It doesn't sound wrong, it's not a real Kenyan. I mean, it says Kona Slav. You know? So that would be Kona. So it's not as tall as Kenyan. I mean, Sidram's not learning that way. Sidram must be learning this other way, that it's a Kenyan. So how is it a Kenyan? What kind of Kenyan? You pick it up, it must be. I'll say it's like a Chatzar. Chatzar, it's always said. Chatzar is like your hand. So extended a hand, it's your property, so you have the property which you actually own, and then there's just like your functional space. So if you covet yourself, then it's just your space, that's it. I wonder, you know, it's actually a good point, because according to Rashi, maybe it wouldn't have to be fixed. So if you say that it's like in Kenya, it's a chatzer, it's like defined as your courtyard, so it could be you have to set up shop, this is your space. You know what I mean? So it has a din of a chatzer, could be you can't have a traveling chatzer, you have to be set yourself up, covet yourself. But I'm saying, oh, maybe it's Ethan, you have to really speak Kavua. But according to Rashi, that's a din of Ascholas Kenyan, and you're running towards it, and you're about to Ascholas Kenyan. What do you have to stop? What do you have to stop for? I mean, this could be, you know. I mean, Rashi doesn't say anything like that. I'm saying, it could be it's good with, you know. Similarly, Rashi doesn't want to, presumably, Rashi wasn't positive, they created a homely Kenyan. And the Kenyan is not a Kenyan. Kenyan Chatzar is Chatzar, Chatzar is your Chatzar, but this isn't a Chatzar. It's not yours. So to say that they're just making up a homely Kenyan, at least not willing to go so far. And the Rambam says it's a new Kenyan. They gave it a din chatzar, but the Rambam's not what Rashi doesn't want to say that. Okay, so let's read the Gemara a little bit. Okay, I don't know if I'll answer this problem, but let's get into this a little bit. So it says, Amar Bai, Mosiv Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, Peah. Okay, so Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef asked about Peah. Okay, Peah again is the corner of the field that he's in front of you. Amar Rava, Mosiv Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yedi Nezikin. So he asked, no, he didn't ask from Peah, he asked from Nezikin. Okay, so we'll get to that later. So, no, most of them clear, but you'll say Peah, so here's the Braisa. Okay, so it's Mishnah, maybe Mishnah. Not all mixas Peah, so if a person, if an Ani, poor person is in a field and he's takes part of the Peah, the Zarak al Hashar, and he puts his, like, cloak, or whatever it is, on top of. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He takes the Peah that he took on top of the rest of it in order to be Kona. Okay.
What do you mean on top of the rest of it?
He like covers it. If he takes, let's say, a big part of pay, a big grain, and he puts the grains on top of other grains, and thereby wants to, you know, be Kona, the other grains, through covering them over with these grains. Or with whatever. Ein lo ba klum. It doesn't do anything. Nafa lo aleha, but if he falls over it, poras taliso aleha, That's what I'm saying. If he just throws it onto the other, one penny onto the other, it doesn't work. But if he actually falls on it or spreads his talus over it, Mavir no soy mana. So we remove it from him. What does that mean? Doesn't work. You take it away from him. So it basically doesn't work. He doesn't get anything. And even if he puts his stuff over it, it doesn't work. Okay, we take the get rid of it. It doesn't work. And if you're telling me that four amos is kona, so why don't you say when the ani goes and puts his cloak over it, it's at least within his four amos, right? It's similar to against our Mishnah. I mean, what you tell me there's halacha of four amos, so then shouldn't this be the same thing? Peah is the same thing. It's free for all. Any ani can take it. It's for all poor people. So now we should say it should be kona. So it says halacha my skin and the lomar akni. Says no. It says, you see, he didn't say, I am kona with this. Okay, and so he didn't say anything. It's in order, he's saying, is at this point, the one saying is in order for our malos to work for you, you have to say that with that I am kona with my dollar amos. And since he didn't say that, so it doesn't work. So the Gemara says, v'itik and rabbanon, kilo amar mayave. Is the rabbanon set up this halacha that four amos is kona? So what does he have to say it for? I mean, it's a takana, the rabbanon, right? What do you have to say it for? So it should be automatic. Right? It's a funny back and forth, right? So he says, well, what do you have to say anything for? Who cares if he says it? The rabbanon set up dal amos, dal amos, dal amos. So the Gemara says, no, kivan de nafal gully daite de benefila nichalei the nikni the amos lo nichalei the nikni. No, since he falls on it, he reveals his mindset that he wants to be koneh with his falling and not with his arvamos. Okay? Rashi. Lo niskaven liknos b'toras takan saham. He didn't have intent to be koneh with what the chacham set up. Savor shenfilaso yafelo. Because he thought that his falling over it would be good. He didn't need to use the davos. He thought the falling would be good. But it turns out it wasn't. Okay, so it says that he doesn't have to say anything, but here, since he falls on it, it shows that he doesn't want it. I mean, you still could ask, okay, it's very nice, he doesn't want it, but still the rabbanon set it up. I mean, it's not an impossible problem, but I mean, so that's the way we have to figure out. What's the back and forth here? I mean, there might be a few steps. Back and forth. So I guess, I think that's the next thing we'll do. Okay, we'll do that.
Not going to go through it now?
I don't think so. Let's leave it. Okay, we'll leave that, and then we'll take up Papa Rosh Hashanah. So we'll see where the next question after this is, where does Dalai Lama's work? Where does it work and where doesn't it work? Okay? Which Kenyan Hutzer, and Father Rosh Hashanah.